Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Lank is not waiting for anybody, by the way.
If I can get to the carriage,
he's just going to get in, and if the carriage leaves, the carriage leaves.
I'm coming to you, Lank!
Aren't you riding off into the sunset with Batwhack?
You're running? You can just...
Well, I tried to get on Steed, but no one would let me.
No, I was trying to.
Best friends!
Batwhack was like holding his hand out, and you're like, I'm trying to get on Steed, but you're just standing there.
He built a set of stairs for you to be able to get up on.
Yeah. I thought it was because
of the comment that Lank said about he's always killing Steed when he touches Steed. And then you're like, that's why I want Rafina to get onto Steed so that she would die when Steed died.
No, so that you wouldn't kill Steed.
Oh, it was a slight against Lank.
Batwhack is trying to pull the rowboat off of your coat to help lift you up onto Steed. Aren't you wearing the coat?
Rowboat.
The coat with the symbols.
Yeah, the
actually, Bernard
coat.
Was.
Oh, Bernard's wearing it.
He was wearing it when he was a dog.
Oh, right, because Rafina was all upset about the
key. But I guess I changed him into a bat when it was just me and Batwhack, so I guess I'm holding onto the coat because I wouldn't just let it fall on the ground and leave it there.
Yeah, I think that's a safe assumption.
All right. Well, then I'm leaving your coat alone.
So lenient.
Are you getting on Steed or not? Oh, whoops. I don't mean to be so bossy about it.
I can't say no to you, so I guess I better.
You don't know that.
You don't know that. Say no! That. Oh my god, say no!
I don't know that.
Nobody knows that. But you,
yeah, nobody knows
Abby knows it. Rafina doesn't.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. Someone reminded
all right.
me today.
Yeah, before you can talk, since you clearly want to ride on the horse, I'm going to haul you up on the horse.
I do.
And,
let's go on the horse. I'm going on the horse, guys.
All right, let's go.
I'm letting everyone run away. I'm going to see if this fucking guy sticks around.
Okay. So Lank is running, and he's been running for like 3 minutes Rafina decides whether or not she's getting on the horse. Then she does, and they catch up with him in 2 seconds.
Okay, can Lank do the Legolas move from Lord of the Rings and swing onto the horse? Mm-hmm.
And I think I've asked really that before, right?
And
you guys
try
are really...
to...
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I missed everything.
I was just going to make a stupid joke.
I really wanted to hear it, though, so I'll be quiet.
I wanted to say, yes, you do the Legolas thing, and you act like Steed has an elephant trunk, and you try to slide down his nose. But it's not an elephant. I mean, an Oliphant.
Oliphant, yep.
And you Oliphant. Smash face down on the ground. But then you majestically swing right up on behind Rafina and Batwhack onto the horse. And Will is left alone. In the center of Valaki.
Oh, did he leave?
With the swirly man.
Oh, the swirly man, okay.
Oh, crap, I forgot my javelin. Oh, well.
It's still twitching around. Maybe it'll catch up to you.
Gross.
By fate.
For all eternity.
A swirling purple entity.
Hey, Morning Lord. Does the Morning Lord like pushing people off roofs?
I do.
Yeah, you're not a Morning Lord guy.
You know that.
Okay, well, what the fuck?
Did you want me to tell them that...
You can behave really nicely when you want to.
I can behave in my best interests.
Okay. All right.
They're going to go on without you. You got to better catch up.
So you really want me to go save Esmeralda? That's like the point of
they
you
can handle
up
that.
Right now?
You're fine. You know what you need to do.
What am I supposed to do?
What? How many times do I have to tell you what you're here to do?
Wait, but... What am I here to do now? I don't understand. I'm confused.
Go along. You're almost done.
Oh, okay.
You don't sound very confident.
I'm confident in the fact that I could probably manage my way around this. I'm not confident in some of your choices. Sorry.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, okay, good. He's not going to kill me.
He pushes you off the edge of the ground. You clip through the ground and you're in a video game glitch. You're just falling into nothing.
I'm twitching along with Galdar.
Yeah.
No.
You see Lank go swimming by.
Yeah. I mean, I have fly cast, so I can catch up with the carriage whenever I want. That was really my point.
I think you're as fast as Steed, right? I think.
I go 60 feet per
60,
second?
And I think Steed is 60.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Cool.
Yeah, that's why I'm not worried. I can catch up, because I need to sit in that carriage to get my spells back. I have fly cast, might as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you all arrive basically at the same time. The carriage is thankfully still waiting for you at Wachterhaus, as it is appropriately called. Is Bathwack staying on Steed? Who's staying on Steed?
Yeah.
I'm on If we have time,
I could use a rest, so I might just go in the carriage.
Yeah, me too. But can I say something to the group?
Yeah, the swirly man does not follow you.
Right. Okay. So, what about, like, the kid? Where's Nat? Where's the little boy with the sphere? What was his name? Yeska? What about Blinsky? Are we going to really assume that all the townsfolk are just going to listen to Bathwack? They didn't seem to really want you to touch him or anything.
He's not staying behind, so we can't solve that problem now, but I'm worried about Esmeralda and the bats.
I'm not sure we can fix the town's problem without getting rid of Strahd first.
Man, I'm gonna have nothing left to rule over. I don't say that out loud. I also don't want to rule this place, so... Ah, crap. All right. I don't know what else to do with it. I mean, I just feel bad. So you guys probably didn't mention anything about the people that you ran into in the basement? Or anything?
Not yet. No chance.
But yeah, I don't think it would have come up. Yeah. Not for a desire to hide it, just a lot's happened since then.
We haven't had a lot of time.
Katie, outside of game, just wishes we could condense all the good people together and make sure they're safe, because where did we leave the boy? In Blinsky's shop. Mm-hmm. Okay, so at least they're together. But that, you know how Blinsky is a crazy warrior guy, that'll help.
But I mean, we dispelled the crowd that was going around trashing things.
But there are wolves and shit. Mm-hmm. And also, that's depending on whether we trust this crowd to stop rampaging, I guess.
Are you suggesting we split up the party? Because you're right. Things are not all... Mike sort of rolls the eyes he doesn't have. Things are not all well here.
Yeah, you can't tell he's rolling his eyes at you.
Yeah, creepy.
Mike realizes this and does a really affected, like, head swoop.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know. I guess I can't care too much, but it just seems like once we kill Strahd, because we're so badass and good and stuff, once we kill him, there's not going to be much left, I feel like, for people to, I don't know, what are we saving this land for is kind of what my question is.
What is land for anyway? Tell me, Will.
What is land for? Like farmland? Like planting stuff?
No, like real estate? Said, this land. Real estate. Interesting.
I don't know if we've encountered a single trustworthy person between the Morning Lord's representative, and Lank sounds unconvinced, just now, and Strahd's assurance that we were invited to a peaceful dinner. He may be ready to kill us. Then again, he may be sincere and not kill us at this particular dinner.
Lank.
Then we may be able to get Esmeralda back.
Lank, what about the guy we ran into before? I say vaguely on purpose. And if you would recall, I am trying to talk about the guy that seemed to be a vampire from our vision or whatever that we had that showed up at the end. Do you remember?
The one where we were, when you and I were working together?
Yeah.
At the Nut House.
At the Nut House, yeah. At the Nut House. Yeah. And then this guy shows up, and he was the guy. Like, he was disguised as the Nut House guy, but then he transformed into the guy. He's the guy that let you out of jail. He's the guy that took over my town. And then he laughed, and he had pointy teeth. I don't say any of that out loud.
Will, it implies all of this in, you remember that
no,
guy?
No, but I mean, Lank and I feel like there's...
It's helpful to have that all laid out.
I'm making a joke. Because
yeah,
people like us as a comedy podcast.
No, we're serious all the time.
By the way, in the distance, you hear something. Wait. There you go. Oh. But far away.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Do we?
Like,
is
really?
That is that real?
That's yeah.
That actually happened? That's not just... Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was for Super Serials. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically what I say to Lank is, what about that guy?
The implication that we may have gotten an invitation to dinner from that guy. Or that there's more than one vampire. I mean, it's possible there's more than one vampire in the world.
Yeah, it's more than one.
What guy are you guys talking about?
I was going to say, Bathwack and Rufino, they're talking very cryptically right now.
I didn't realize Bathwack was in the carriage.
He's literally taking up three quarters of it.
Oops, I didn't see him at all there. Can I talk to Lank on the side? Like, can I pull him outside or something?
It's a little late for that.
All right, well, the implication being, who is that guy? And why are we here, Lank?
I don't know how to answer without... Didn't we, the last time we rode this carriage, didn't we try to get outside of it while it was moving?
I did.
Could Lank and Will go up on the roof to talk?
I know. I mean, Will could say, I would say, like, you know, excuse us for a second, if we could pause for just a second, can I talk to Lank? I don't know if you would let me, Bathwack, but that's what he says.
Lank.
You also say, I don't know if you'd let me, Bathwack.
No, I don't actually do that.
Lank is surprised for just a moment that Will would want to talk to him at all, but then
can't believe it.
Realizing the context and the situation, nods and starts to just sort of walk off to the side. Has the carriage started moving yet, or has Lank like walk back out of the carriage and tumble off into the?
I mean, I figured it was moving, and then maybe we.
It hasn't started moving yet because Nick just caught up to everybody.
Oh, was he far away?
We haven't heard from in ages.
He didn't hop on the horse, and he can't fly.
Oh, Nick!
Well, so why didn't he hop on the? What's wrong with you, Nick?
Why didn't he do a Legolas move? He's closer.
There's like four people on the.
I was gonna say the horse is not a double decker bus. Lank
didn't get on the horse because Steed tends to die when Lank interacts with him, but Nick's the one who actually kills him. So.
Yeah. Nick also has long half-elf legs, and also he was conveniently absent.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you.
So he's running up, shouting, "Hold the carriage!" And okay, so Lank nods and walks off with Will.
Yeah.
Out.
Cool. Walks off.
Where's the carriage? Is it moving?
They exit
we're just sitting in the carriage. It's not moving.
It's not moving?
Someone took the dagger out of the door and pocketed the note, I guess. And we're just...
Maybe.
Is that where the start button is?
For the carriage?
Yeah.
Ooh, keyless start. Nice.
I think you have any tea?
A key?
Tea! Do you have any tea? We should have some tea while we wait for them.
I'm all out.
You actually want... Lank hears that as they're walking away. He turns back and goes, you actually want some of...
You're all out?
And that's the time when it's out.
Yeah, that one time. No, I'm just distracted. So I'm not really paying attention to your actual question because I'm very distracted by all the things that are going on.
Are you guys discussing these cryptic things that Lank and Will were saying? And
yeah,
then
we're trying.
Them departing?
But Bathwack wants to talk about tea, apparently.
I just thought it would go well with an uncomfortable conversation about Will and Lank.
I want to make the carriage go. I'm worried about Esmeralda.
Give us just a moment, if you would.
Let's try talking to Bucephalus.
Hey, horse!
What the fuck?
You hear a faint whinny from outside the carriage. Because he's not in there with you.
I know! That's why I had to yell.
Then he clambers in. He sits there anthropomorphically, crosses his legs.
Adjusts his bow tie.
Will comes back, doesn't notice Bathwack or the horse. Yeah. Where the hell is everybody?
Wait, did Nick really come back?
Nick is back at this point. He kind of.
So it's Nick, Bathwack, and Rafina in the carriage, and me and Lank left.
Yeah.
So who you should tell us who should talk first.
Well, Rafina and Bathwack talked a little bit, and now Nick says, "What was that about, guys?"
I don't know, that's really confusing. Rafina, do you have any idea what's going on?
I want the carriage to move.
Well, tell Bucephalus to walk.
Rafina gets out of the carriage.
Oh my gosh.
She marches up to the horse.
Hey Nick, do you have any tea?
And pushes on his back flank.
Isn't he on fire?
He's not completely engulfed in flame.
But anywhere that a horse has hair, don't they usually have hair
long
down
hair.
The fetlocks or whatever the term is? Quick aside for listeners, I don't know anything about horse parts and what they're called.
Listeners, leave a 5-star review and tell us if a flaming horse would have flames at its fetlocks and where those would be.
I'm not pushing on the fetlock.
The part of the horse, you know, like in the Clydesdale horses that have the hair down at their ankles, whatever the ankle is on a horse.
Those are Uggs.
Yeah, horse Uggs.
Horse Uggs. the technical term.
As long as Rafina doesn't push at her at the horse Uggs.
Wouldn't the horse be on fire at the mane and at the fetlock? Whatever.
And the tail.
It's not a Clydesdale, so it does not have fancy Australian footwear.
Listeners, leave a 5-star review and back me up on this.
Chelio! View halloo!
It's mane and its tail are on fire.
Cardamom.
Was it mom? M-O-M.
M-O-M.
Huh.
It's a spice made from the seeds of several plants in the genera Elitaria and Amomum. Hmm.
Are you looking
in the family Zingiberaceae. And it's used in India.
Sounds like you know as much about pronouncing plant names as I know about horses.
We're talking about cardamom.
That's a spice, right?
Yep.
You're
made from different plants.
What is it? Where are we talking about cardamom?
There's cardamom in that cookie.
Ooh.
It's so delicious.
What kind of cookie is it?
Brown sugar, cardamom, nutmeg.
Wow.
It's like chai tea.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, why do I know cardamom? Like, it's in something.
It's also in rice pudding sometimes.
I make rice pudding, but I don't have any cardamom, so I guess I don't put it in there. I don't know.
So
it's
not real rice pudding.
It's not real. It's the lamest.
It's virtual.
Virtual.
Faux. Mock rice pudding.
Faux. Yep. It's Vietnamese rice pudding.
Pho. I learned that from this podcast. We have such an educational podcast.
I remember that.
We entertain, we educate.
We annoy.
And we slay ourselves with our humor.
These fetlock cookies.
Literally. We've been crashing into trees and stuff. We find our own jokes so funny.
I'm so sorry that I had to run away, guys. I was like about to pee in my seat, so.
We weren't exactly chugging along. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
When you left, Rafina was literally trying to jumpstart a horse, so.
She attached one jumper to the fetlock, and the other one
to the edge.
So you're pushing on the stern of the horse.
The flank.
The flank, that's probably a word.
Yes.
Yeah.
The port side.
All right. This horse is very, very sturdy, unlike most horses where you can just kind of push them around. This one is standing strong, and you don't seem to be gaining much leeway with your efforts.
Bucephalus, we need to go and help Esmeralda. Can you please take us to Esmeralda once I get back in the carriage?
I was 100% right.
What?
Fetlock?
Fetlock. That is exactly... I was right.
Yes!
Listeners, leave a 5-star review and tell me I was right.
So it is a certain style of Ugg?
I was right. So that should be the fiery bit.
All right, one of Bucephalus's ankles is on fire. You think it might be incidental?
I'm pushing on a flank. I think it's a thigh.
And you're demanding that he go when you get back in. And he seems to maybe tilt his head a little bit back towards you, and he snorts. And sparks fly out of his nose when he snorts.
Cool!
And you get a whiff of brimstone.
I want a real horse in real life like that.
We'll probably end up getting one in our at our house at some point.
Snorts fire, you would want to see a vet.
So cool!
So you don't know if that was a denial or an assent, Rafina. But it was a response of some type.
Oh!
You only speak Nightingale. You don't speak Nightmare.
Yeah. Nightmare. Oh, nice. Oh, very well done.
That's actually what he is. He's a nightmare.
Oh, I thought you made that up. I take back all of my respect.
Well, someone did. Someone did.
Leave in the compliment, edit out all the taking it back.
So this is going on, and thankfully, it gives Lank and Will a chance to speak privately.
I've forgotten what I was going to talk about.
That guy.
The pointy-toothed...
Yeah.
Maybe it was Strahd or one of Strahd. I mean, we've encountered other vampires.
Yeah, this guy is like a wizard or something, and I can't imagine why Strahd would be... this is so difficult because I have to be all two-faced. Like, why would Strahd... Fuck! It's like I gotta just talk to myself.
Well, if you love someone. Sorry.
Jesus.
I'm glad you two are enjoying that.
Everyone else has left.
We're not, it's a private conversation, we can't hear it.
Do you think, well, I mean, we've seen Strahd on this horse, the horse and carriage are from Strahd. If we go, if we accept this invitation, are vampires honorable creatures? I don't know anything.
No, Strahd hates us. This whole thing about him coming, us coming to dinner is ridiculous, but I am more concerned about this, Lank. This guy is not the same as Strahd. I have a gut feeling. So when we kill Strahd, what is this guy going to do? Who is this guy?
Is there any... Is he, like, gestures back toward the town where we last encountered the swirly man? Is he with your patron, whatever we're calling him? He's not a Morning Lord agent.
You know, I will be honest with you. I know that there is one or two jokes going around about how I'm not honest. I don't know. Okay, yeah, he's my patron, but I really don't know anything about him. I don't. It was the luck of my life to just run into him at the right time or the wrong time and have him be roping me into a shitty deal, okay? But Fuck. All right. So, Lank, do you remember me really from Tivoli? Do you remember me? Besides that memory that we just shared,
if that is real, then yes. I didn't remember you. Suddenly, I remembered you. As far as I know, these memories have come back, and so yeah, we knew each other
right.
At one point.
Do you remember me beyond that, like after that time point?
No.
Okay.
I say that hesitantly because I don't know. But...
yeah, like, does he? DM?
I'm trying to remember.
Does he remember me
Like, nothing has been said about it that I recall.
Right. Like, I have never told anyone what I do.
At some point, we had to get, like, Lank had to forget, and you didn't recognize Lank when he popped out of the ground.
Right.
You, and I you, have now never... that you're thinking about it actively, you probably did before, once, as soon as that happened, you don't have, like, specific, like, direct one-on-one memories, but mm-hmm. you, Lank certainly remembers Will Pompeian as a figure in Tivoli.
Okay.
Okay.
Does he remember me as, like, what I was before I got kicked out of Tivoli?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my question. Like, do you know that I run Tivoli?
Yes.
You know, okay, so that guy kicked me out. He was going to kill me. That guy was going to kill me. That's why I'm here. He took... I don't know how. I don't know what's going on in Tivoli. I have been stressed out about this ever since I came to Barovia because I don't know what's going on there. But this guy came in with thugs. I thought he was just a normal human guy. He came in with his thugs, somehow got past... my people, got around stuff, whatever. He almost had me killed, and then my patron showed up, kind of saved my skin. So my problem is, I don't think that this guy that kicked me out of Tivoli is like the same guy that saved me, if you can call it saving, because I feel like I'm really screwed right now.
Unless he's manipulating you on both ends.
Right! Ha! Isn't it fun to be Will?
Right? Yeah. I can't imagine. No.
Yeah.
No.
It's got to be fun to be you, too, with eyes and shit.
I got my memories back, and it turns out that I'm just a terrible person.
Why are you... I want to know this. You have such a bad conscience for, like, being a terrible person, but you're just doing your job. Get over it. It's just a job.
I was... I hesitate to bring this up, but
right.
I nearly killed your sister.
Right. And he gets all tense because he's like, it was a job. It's a job. It's a job.
It's... it's so out of character from who I thought I was. But this man, this person who kicked you out of Tivoli is the same man who let me out of prison. So he wanted both of us here for something, but I hadn't encountered the swirly man. I think Lank's gonna call him that too. I haven't encountered the swirly man except here. I didn't encounter him prior.
I have so many bad feelings. I guess I don't really know where this conversation... I've got bad feelings.
We have to... I think Lank would have taken the opportunity in this conversation. Is Bathwack right? Is Bathwack right that the group should stay here and fix the town, make sure that Nat and Blinsky are okay?
Well, that wasn't Bathwack's idea. I'm the one that said that.
But didn't Bathwack say that too at some point? I thought I was playing off of...
I don't think so.
Well, he said it sounds to me like something Bathwack would have said.
Also, I can't believe when you said, is Bathwack white, right? Will didn't immediately go, no!
No!
Jerk reaction.
What I was thinking of was... And Will was saying, doesn't Bathwack need to stay and make sure the town doesn't just fall right back into chaos? Doesn't he need to stay and mayor it up? Do people need to stay here and make sure that the town is safe if Strahd can be trusted far enough that he's not going to kill us at dinner? We could try to get Esmeralda back and not go and try to kill him. We don't need everybody.
I wonder how important Esmeralda is. I know she's in the cards.
It's more a matter of... I mean, she was a member of the party, and we've already lost one of them to bats. We may be able to get...
Lank, you're a little too good for my taste.
I probably should remember the name of the person who I saw get carried away by bats.
That's
but, you know,
Lamora.
Who
cares?
It's forgivable.
It's forgivable.
Lank's like, we could get back Esmeralda and the rest.
Yeah.
Who we've actually lost.
I don't think you even really knew, did know. You might have not known her name because you only barely you
we
showed
probably
up.
Came up.
I showed up and she never met her. Like I
you showed up and she was gone. Yeah, that's okay.
Do we keep the party here and save the town and go and ask for Esmeralda back at this dinner that we're being invited to?
I don't know if I have much of a choice right now in terms of what I'm supposed to be doing. I think that I kind of have to go or else I don't know what happens if I just don't do what this guy tells me to do. I don't want it. You know what, Lank? The only reason I'm talking to you is because I know a little bit about you.
The only reason?
No, but I mean, no, I've talked to you. I mean, the only reason I'm confiding in you a little bit is because I know that you are not completely a Bathwack. You are not somebody. Bathwack showed up and told me he was going to kill me, essentially. He didn't say it to my face, but he said, what was it? The good among you have nothing to fear. Now listen, as soon as he said that, I shit in my pants, okay? Because obviously...
Well, I probably would have if I had known at the time what I know now.
Right, but since you seem like, you know, you're so conflicted, man. You've been having so many problems, and that's well and good. Not that I don't have problems myself. Just... I don't think I can trust Bathwack with this kind of problem. I can't go to him and say, hey, so I am a crime boss. Hey, nice to meet you.
If he asks...
I want to prepare him for the fact that beyond one vampire, there might be another one. But I don't really know how to do that.
Well, at this point, I know most of what you know about this. So if Bathwack asks, if it comes up, are there other vampires? And we could say that I'm the swirly man's vassal. And he was just, you know, screwing with us. Because I don't know if they trust him or not, but I don't trust him. So we could do it that way, but let them know that, yeah, there's maybe more than one vampire that we have to deal with.
Why would you do that?
And I'm not sure how Lank would express this, and I'm not sure I should say this out of character or not.
You can say anything out of character.
Lank is going to... what the hell's the name of the castle? Strahd's Castle.
Ravenloft.
Thank you. Lank is going to Ravenloft expecting to die. So he really doesn't care if he's willing to say, oh yeah, I was the bad guy here, because he doesn't expect to survive. He doesn't intend to survive encounter with Strahd.
Well, what do you say to me then? Because Will is genuinely curious. Like, why would he be so... As far as Will knows...
I know that you and Bathwack have a not necessarily friendly relationship, even though I'm the one who, like, beat the shit out of him that one time. Yeah. So I don't mind being the one to say to him, I have had prior dealings with the Swirly Man.
You are such an enigma. Why would you do that for me? Like,
well, you just said you're uncomfortable with it, but you want to prepare the party, so we can prepare the party by me saying that I have connections with him instead of you.
Right, but like that brings danger to you instead of me. Why would you do that?
I think if Bathrock was going to kill me, he would have done it by now. Between me attacking him and stealing his holy symbol and getting Steed killed, he's put up with a lot, so I think this wouldn't be the straw that breaks the whatever we have in Barovia that's similar to a camel.
Beet soup.
The beet soup. This won't be the straw that beats the beets back. Breaks the beets back. Wow, I regret going down that road.
Like me.
Like
with, that will be the straw that beats off the camel. All right.
I think Will is genuinely so. Like what Will is trying to ask, and maybe I'm not asking it in the right way, but like Will simply doesn't understand why you would bring the danger on yourself for somebody who, like, why? Who are you? Like, what are you doing? Are you a superhero? Is basically Katie's way of asking it. I'm giving you. Will just doesn't understand. Like, Will.
Well, is he going to press the issue or not?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, like, that's the thing. I don't know how else to say it. Like, Will's just like, I guess I don't. What's your deal?
Well, think of it.
what's your deal, man?
Think of it this way. You're uncomfortable. You've told me you're uncomfortable. And we both know that I owe you.
You do?
I owe you one, more than one. I nearly killed your sister.
Oh, thank you. Again, that's all part of the job, although I do hate you for it. But
right. So I don't mean like,
I've done things. I've done things too, man, and it's part of the job. Okay? So like that's I don't know, man. Okay, fine. You owe me? I'll take that. I get transactions. That's fine. I understand that. Weird. But okay. I feel like he's going to be like, I feel like Will is like serious and quiet for a second and just going to be like, are you okay? Like, are you like, like he's getting a sense like.
Does Will care?
No.
No.
No, see, it's easy to say no. So like, it's easy. See, this is, I have such a freaking. Will is a jackass and stuff, but like Will is not an evil character. He is not. He has a lot of other things going on. And like, yes, he's done bad stuff, but he's not evilly aligned. And he cares accurate. About some things. And that's accurate? What's accurate?
That he does not have an evil alignment.
Yeah, he does not. He's true neutral, like neutral. He is very selfish, but he also has things that he cares about. He cares about his family and stuff like that. But in this case, I mean, like, he's not. I've rescued Rafina before. You know, like, I've done some things that are not, like, if I were, like, evil, I'd just be like, fuck it. But, like, I think that because Will knows that you have a history with him, and he's like, you were always an enforcer. I think Will's just trying to figure you out right now is really what he's curious about. Because also, Lank saying that he will take the fall for him is only as good as words unless he knows what your deal is.
Sounds like we're getting impatient back at the carriage. We should probably get after Esmeralda.
Yes. Rafina's efforts with Bucephalus were not fruitful. And so she is taken to demolishing the carriage in a fit of halfling rage.
It was Bathwack, I swear.
She's just pulling out used cans of twig tea because they're all empty and crushing them on her forehead.
It's those big Arizona twig tea.
So the question basically is, why is he doing this? Is it...
I think Will's just trying to figure you out, like, in all sincerity right now, if Lank would even perceive. I mean, I don't know if we have to roll perception checks, but it's like,
I think that's my time. That's where I'm not sure Lank would realize how much you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't see this as, Will, I'm going to take the fall for you.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, if you're uncomfortable, I'll do it. You know, it's.
Aw, Lank. Poor Lank. He's fucked up. That's the summary. Do I get this? Like, what sense do I get?
I'll leave that up to you.
Greg?
I mean, this is riveting stuff right now. Sorry, listen.
Honestly, I think that people will like it. I don't know. That's just.
Edit that part out, me being snarky. And put in me saying something soft and gentle. And...
Something about fetlocks.
I was right.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to. I feel bad. I think Lank is.
No, we're fine. Don't worry about us.
Okay.
I'm enjoying this.
be a little bit more like he doesn't. Back when he had no memories, it was just like he got absolutely nothing. Things would happen, yeah. And he just was like, "I have no idea what's going on." Mm-hmm. He's gained a little bit of wisdom, not in rolling, but just in general, as his memories have come back, and he would recognize sort of what Will is asking. And since Will and Lank have this history, and it's not necessarily a happy history, mm-hmm. I think Lank would say, you know, I don't mind. I found out that there's some bad guy in me, after all, and I can be the bad guy here. You know, I can be the one affiliated with the evil swirly man. At least for the party. I can't take over the actual connection, I'm assuming, but I'll tell Bathwack that there's some potential danger here.
Don't just come out and say it, first of all. Let's just keep that in our
right. I'm not going to, you know, as we're talking, hey, Bathwack. if it comes up.
Do I get any sense from you that you were like struggling? Like, I feel like I must, right?
I don't think Lank would do a good job of hiding it necessarily.
Because, like, Will is not going to be like, listen, let's get you into some therapy before we go anywhere.
Right.
Because he's in denial of his own issues.
And Lank is not trying to be like, if I tell Will, maybe he'll try to talk me out of it. Lank's just like,
yeah.
He's been matter-of-fact about it since the Amber Temple.
Yeah.
And when he accepted all the gifts, he was stocking up because he was like, you know, he's going to fight the good fight and... He doesn't think that anybody who goes to the castle is going to survive it, so that's why he tried to leave, but then was like, oh yeah, they'll freeze to death if I leave them here.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think too, to be honest. I think Will is also like, I think that we are rushing, even though we're not rushing, obviously.
Esmeralda has died of old age at this point.
But, like, for Will, he is somebody who plans every move. Like, he is a planner. That was, like, how I designed him. Like, he's somebody who would have plans. Not, I'm going to just go fight somebody.
Have you ever seen Home Alone?
Right. Yeah. Big. I have a big rolled up piece of paper with paint cans and all those things
You've
written on it.
You've just eaten a meal of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Exactly. That's delicious. Beet macaroni and
beets. Middle name is Rube Goldberg.
But yeah, my middle name is Rube Goldberg.
With an underscore.
I don't know if they're waiting for us too. If we look back, are they staring at us?
They're in. I don't know. Are you guys just waiting patiently in the carriage? Are you peering out like one head on top of another out the door? Like trying to. You have one of those giant cones hooked up to your ear.
Are you wildly making out and oblivious to your surroundings?
Exactly. Wait, do you mean Abby and Alex, or do you mean Rufina and Bathwack?
I admit Rufina and Bathwack. I mean, this is an audio show, so I didn't want to give the wrong idea.
Listeners, that's what the sounds were.
Rufina didn't get the horse to move by pushing on the flank. Mm-mm. So she went around
that
to the
block.
So she went around to the front and tried to reach something on his nose. Hopefully there's some sort of
bridle bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All these horse terms that you secretly know, Eric.
Bridle and bit.
Isn't a blinder a thing?
Yes, but it's on their eyes.
That's on their eyes.
Yep. I was in my crossword today.
The bits in the mouth.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A crop bag?
No, that's not a thing.
Right? No, that's
a feed bag.
There's a feed bag.
And a foot bag is a stocking.
Yep.
There's a crop bag. It's up on the carriage that you put your riding crop in. It's a crop bag.
Right. Perfect. Good cover.
Why? Why would you put your crop in a bag?
Technically, it's a crop quiver, but us horsemanship aficionados call it a crop bag.
Such a dork.
It's one less syllable. It's the casual way to refer to it.
Is there a bridle there, and can Rafina reach it?
Yes and yes.
Come on, Bucephalus, let's go. Come on, why can't we go? Please don't snort sparks into my hair. It's flammable.
Tons of Aquanet. you don't get a face full of sparks, but he does kind of like shake his horse head to try to jerk it out of your grasp.
Well, do we need to go a different way? Are you waiting for a flat tire to be changed or something? What's the problem?
You're suddenly struck by the fact that you don't think Bucephalus speaks your language.
Suddenly struck.
It seems like you're not getting through verbally to Bucephalus.
I take issue with this because most horses can tell, especially horses that have been used in service before, they can tell when you're trying to get them to do something. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't speak horse-ish.
That's probably true when horses have to rely on such things, but when horses can be telepathically told what to do, they develop secret. Those senses less.
Ooh. All right, so Rafita storms back into the carriage. You're the burgomaster. You make it move.
Ooh.
Not my horse.
Podcast.
Screenshot that face. Oh, man. Do it again. That was too funny. I've never seen Abby look more frustrated.
Rafina just made a terrible face at Bathbeck.
He was really terrifying. All right, well, we don't seem to be moving, so someone is not telling us to move.
We can't go without Lank and Will, can we? Says Nick.
Well, we're not going anyway. Should we all get onto Steed and ride off into the sunset? Can Steed talk to the horse?
Can we just get them back in here?
Well, okay, fine. Order of operations, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, what do you think they're even talking about?
They were saying some really weird stuff.
I mean, Will has secrets, right? Like, we all know that. But, like, yeah, what is Lank doing?
Apparently Lank has some secrets, too.
Yeah, is he telling Lank his secrets? Maybe he's telling him how to do magic.
Let's bring him in and ask him, guys. Yeah. This feels like a bad time to do this when Esmeralda is being devoured by bats.
Yeah, I feel bad, but... What can you do?
Yeah, what can you do, exactly?
We could do other things. We're not doing them.
You guys could have your conversation in here.
All right. Lang turns back to Will quickly. He turns back quickly and has no idea how to... It's like, if it comes up, I'll do the talking about the Swirly Man and about vampires. And your sister.
Whoa! You're just gonna keep pouring it out.
Hmm? Oh, mama.
Yeah, Bathwack's first question is to be, so Lank, tell me about Will's extended family.
Well, I'm assuming in this heart-to-heart we just had that you told me about the time the Swirly Man manifested as your mother and tried to,
nope.
You know...
Nope!
Be all sexy with you.
Gross! No!
Will doesn't remember that.
Yeah, it's blocked out. It's...
Now that we're best friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's just like, man, I just don't think this is a good idea, but I guess I can fly away if it turns out to be that terrible. I'm just telling you, I don't think that this is the best idea.
I don't think it is either. I don't think we have a choice.
Well, why can't we tell that to Bathwack, and why don't you just go and attack the Swirly Man for me and tell him that he's being an idiot?
Wait.
I'm just kidding, I'm being myself.
Lank's like, wait, I thought this conversation was ending. Hold on a second.
Well, I'm just backing up for a second because I thought we had to go. Because
yes.
I want to go because I want to save Esmeralda and what's-her-face as an afterthought. And
Batgirl, that's how Lank thinks of her.
And... I thought you had to go because the Swirly Man was making you.
I do, but I don't think it is the best idea, and I think the swirly man is an idiot, because I think that he tries to control too much of what I do when he hired me for a job, and I have a certain set of talents, and he's smothering them! But this is not your problem, Lank. It's my...
Can you stay here as the mayor?
There's no... He told me
after. Guys, Esmeralda could be dying. Come on.
Come on.
Also, I'm the mayor.
Yeah.
That's about to...
I don't take
you
for an answer.
Could you could disguise yourself as Bathwack as the mayor.
That's the one form Will will never take.
Nope, I will never be that. Ever! How dare you even suggest it?
Then I guess if we have to die, we go and die with Esmeralda.
Oh yeah, that's really what I wanted to do. Die with a complete stranger lady who says things like top of the morning and she's not even Irish. How dare she? Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe from here to there I can think of a way to...
From here back to
get
the
us
carriage.
Out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, from here back to the carriage. I can think of a way to get out of it.
Will walks like the $6 million man.
Like Michael Scott as the $6 million man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Yep. I mean, I guess there's nothing I can really do except... As long as you are aware of what I suspect, at least we're
on the same page, and I would not have chosen to do this just now. Certainly not with this group, but...
Right.
Our hand has been forced, it would seem. I don't know why I said it in that tone of voice, but...
Well, it was a good tone of voice. It was expressive, and I appreciate it. Good job, Link.
Jeez.
Best friends, high five.
Yeah,
no. she's totally dead by now, though.
Can you just promise me one thing, Link? Is that how rested are you? Because you have been pushing yourself, and here's the thing. You want to be a hero.
We all rested in the carriage.
Right, but then what happened? Was
and
it just
then
talking?
Then we went through the town. I don't think a lot of
nothing
time has
happened.
Passed.
Okay, all right.
So just I'm, saying, oh yeah, I'm like...
If before we get to Ravenloft, we get attacked by something and your arm comes off or something, can we just wait? Can we just sit and wait? Don't press on, man. I don't know what's going on in that head of yours, but...
In other words, so we should be at our best when we get to...
Yes!
Ravenloft.
I think that is a good idea. Because
yes.
You are very brave and... strong, but if we lose you, I think we're fucked. So just don't go and kill yourself.
Okay. All cool. Right. I will not let the party go in and me be tired.
Yes. Awesome. Yes! I've accomplished one thing in this conversation. Nope. Not. Probably
Lank's
not.
Like, yes, I got a permission to take a nap.
Yep. All right.
Lank's like, no, I'm good. I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
This episode brought to you by Cabbage Farmers. All right.
Yeah, I guess we head back in. I don't know.
Yep. They.
Thanks for waiting, everyone.
Quite lethargically to your yell, Bathwack. 20 minutes later, they saunter back in.
Yeah, too bad. Hey. Too bad. What you gonna do about it, Turtle?
You say that?
Well, no, I definitely am, like, you know, taking my sweet-ass time getting back in. I'm not letting Bathwack boss me around, even though Katie knows that probably he's going
to
kill me.
You're taking the right amount of time to be clear that you're coming in of
yes,
your own accord.
Of my this own is... damn accord. Exactly, Bathwack. Exactly.
Will, if we get there and Esmeralda died 3 minutes ago, there's going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what?
Sorry.
Yeah. Guess what?
Are we in the carriage for this conversation, or are we still delaying while they hash this out?
But I was thinking, just guess what?
Well, see, no,
Lank's the bad guy. Tell him, Lank.
I can see myself like he's like, listen, if Esmeralda died 3 minutes ago, you're in trouble. I can see myself about to get in the carriage, but as he's threatening me, I just step outside the carriage and I'm just looking at him like. Not getting in this carriage right now. Number one, to look like a badass, but number two, because I'm terrified of you. But I don't say that out loud! It's totally
true. You said all of that out loud, including
but I don't say that out loud. Yeah, no. I mean, Esmeralda, she did this of her own accord, man. And Lank and I had some business, so you can just sit there and enjoy your ride on this fine carriagey day.
Except we're not moving.
Yeah, Rafina, Will's not letting the carriage move.
Will!
What?
Can you make the carriage move?
Oh, probably.
She throws so many cans, it sounds like one of those big recycling centers where you throw like 40 cans at once.
Steve Martin steps in. She hates those cans!
Seriously, Will's not going to close himself into a box. If I, is it two doors? Can I get
nope.
in but hang myself out the door? Do I have to close the door to make it go? Can I step foot onto the carriage and act like I'm going to close the door but be hanging out? Like I'm just looking out and don't want to close myself in this carriage.
So you're like just like toes
no.
on the
No! Like hanging out. Like putting my arm here, hand on the door, foot in the carriage. Like I'm riding the carriage.
All right.
But I'm hanging out of it.
As soon as you lose contact with the ground, the carriage starts to roll.
See, I did it, Rafina!
All right.
Oh, satisfied. Thanks, Will, for making us wait.
Rafina!
Yeah, what were you guys talking about?
I'm going to scooch over and make some room for Will next to me.
There, Lank, there's a seat for you.
That's not ominous at all.
You say to the already seated Lank?
Yeah, Lank, I'm sure Bathwack was moving for you.
What were you guys talking about?
I like that the carriage is moving because you never said that Bucephalus got back out.
he's looking around alarmed.
Steed was like, I'm tired of waiting.
He climbed in too. He's also confused.
You didn't be Cephalus, or yeah, they're like passing a peace pipe.
Aww, horsey friends. High five, high hoof.
It's a high one.
High fetlock. What were you guys talking about?
Oh, sorry.
Says Nick, oblivious of all social grace.
Just our concerns about what's happening.
But why did you talk about it in secret?
Because people from Tivoli have a custom where we have to talk to each other about things first before we bring them to a group of strangers that we barely know, right, Mike? Right,
can I tell if Will's lying?
Yeah, you can. I was just about to say, please. Roll a deception check.
It's a custom!
It's like,
oh, shit. Okay, wait, I'm going to see what... What is it? Lying? What is it?
Deception. And versus insight.
Versus insight, okay.
I've never heard of a custom like that.
I got a 13.
Nick got a 6. He's a minus 2
me.
To insight.
You trust me so much.
Lank rolled as well and rolled a 16 deception.
Ooh, Lank! What did Bathwack get?
I don't know.
He's like, 40! 40!
He's looking it up.
Yeah, it was just...
We've rolled 2 checks and one of them was insight.
Oh yeah, okay, 11. 11.
Oh, right above you, 1 point! 1 point above him!
Did Rafina care if Will was lying?
No.
Oh, okay.
What? You don't care?
Well, because she's looking out the window now that we're moving.
Got it.
By the end of the game, Bathwack and Rafina are going to be locked in a mortal fight to the death.
All right. So, yeah, Bathwack, you don't think that sounds like it's plausible. You think it sounds plausible, to make an actual clear sentence. And Nick's like, whoa, that's weird.
What?
I've never heard. That's like.
Where are you from? How uncivilized.
I'm from a valley.
Yeah, you forgot. The Cricket Valley. I don't remember the name of it either.
Nope. A valley.
Whisper Valley? Nope. I don't know. Maybe. Whisper Canyon?
Whisper Canyon?
Something like that?
Yeah, it wasn't a valley.
Something like that. It was a canyon.
And now you all have to roll insight as to whether Nick is lying or just an idiot. If you roll zero or above, you know he's just an idiot.
Aw, Nick! Poor Nick. Got his brain bashed in. Okay.
So,
that's my custom.
Okay.
Fully custom.
All right. Now, can you discuss it with us?
Well, Lank and I were not sure about it.
I was... all that we were talking about was... there was some uncertainty about leaving the people of the town, but also some uncertainty about Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. We met, and I was filling Will in about the woman we met in the cellar, who was sort of trying to gather all of the people and whether or not she might find Nat and Blinsky.
So wait, yes. Can I hold on? So I'm completely taken in by this.
You think it could be a custom?
Yeah. Can I ask them a question about it?
Yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead, Bathrak. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, Will, why don't you tell us about the woman that Lank met?
What? You mean Christina? Says Nick.
Yeah, that one. I'm looking at Lank like.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I haven't heard about it yet, but you said Lank filled you in about talking to a woman. Can you fill me in?
Yes, sorry, that
no,
wasn't...
No, no, I want Will to fill me in.
Oh.
No.
Well, what did Lank just say? I'm sorry, I want to separate what he just said from what I know as a player.
He just said you were talking about the woman you met in the cellar.
Okay.
And whether...
What did Lank just say? Yeah, I was filling Will in on the woman we met in the cellar who was trying to gather everybody and keep them safe in town, and whether in her rounds she might come across Nat and Blinsky, because we were torn between do we stay and help the town or do we go after Esmeralda?
And you actually said Yeska, because that's who's with Blinsky.
Yeah, Nat, Yeska. Yeah, Nat's not there.
Okay, well...
But, I mean, different imperiled kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, I want to... You said you told Will about it. I don't know anything about it, so I want Will to tell me about it. That's where I'm going.
Well, I mean, that's basically what we've been talking... I mean, like, that's... He summarized it very well. It was about, whether we can bring everyone together and make sure that they're all safe in one location.
Yeah, but who's this woman? Who's this person that they met? What are they doing?
Christina. He looks at Nick, because that's what you just said.
Nick nods encouragingly.
Christina. I guess she was with a bunch of people that were good, not looters or whatever we called them. Mob. Not mob people. Mob people.
Like Will.
Am I a mob person?
Yeah.
Oh, how'd they stay safe from the mob?
Did he say anything about being in a basement?
He said cellar. Yes.
They were in the basement. They were in the cellar. Hiding. Right? Lank?
Well, yeah.
I get the feeling
they weren't standing in the doorway going, ha ha, you cannot get us for we are in a cellar.
Yeah. I get the feeling that you don't believe me, Bathwack.
That's pretty constant.
Which is nothing new.
I just wasn't there. I mean, Rafina already heard about it. She was there, and Nick was there. Lank was there, and now you've been filled in. I just hadn't heard about it. I thought I'd hear it from you. Also, you're acting really weird.
Why am I acting weird? I mean, why am I acting weird? In what way, Bathwack?
Nick says, Bathwack, it's their custom. You can't say that. It's just different. It's not weird.
Pretty sure this is the first time the custom has come up. But, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you have a custom.
Well, it's the first time I've really known that he's from Tivoli, if you recall. I didn't really recognize him before, and he didn't recognize me either. So.
Ipso facto.
Before this moment, did the rest of the party know that Lank was from Tivoli?
Lank had said that we knew each other.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't trying to.
There really wasn't much discussion. So, like, yeah, you know, if people are interested in that or whatever, but yeah, there was not any questioning about that. I think I was just editing that episode, to be honest. It was something like, I knew Will. Yeah. And then something else happened.
I was just clarifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Bathwick's kind of growing increasingly suspicious of Lank now.
Took you long enough.
But yeah, as far as I know, they're not lying to me.
Mm-hmm. At least not like directly.
At least not directly. It's an omission, if anything, at the moment, as far as he's concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I guess Esmeralda's where we're going. We're going to Esmeralda.
Let's go.
Don't really have a choice, I don't think.
Are we almost there?
I wonder if you all sit in awkward silence for the rest of the ride.
Lang takes a nap.
I am not sitting.
You're hanging up outside the
door.
How much time do you think we have?
Let me think. The speed the carriage is going and how far it is, a few hours. I think. Don't quote me on that, listeners.
Yeah, so we can't get in a long rest.
No.
All right. That's unfortunate.
I think it's too early in the day anyway.
You're not fully rested, I take it.
No, I'm injured.
What injured you? Oh, the zombie baron.
Yeah.
Got it. Forgot about that. Okay. Yeah, no long rest. Short rest, though. You can spend some hit dice if you want to get hit points back.
Yeah. I'm missing spell slots, too.
I can get mine back if I sit in the doorway. So I'll do that. Just to get my stuff back. Out. Yep. I'll do that.
All right.
My back creeps and crawls the whole time as I feel Bathwack's eyes on it. The whole ride.
Off behind the curtain, you can do all the bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, eventually, unless anybody wishes to interrupt the movement of the carriage, you reach the point at which the road diverts from the main road and travels up towards Castle Ravenloft. The road splits off, and it's been a dirt road once you got out of the town, but the road turns back into a, you know, you see patches of cobblestone on this road that splits off.
Mm.
So clearly it was once an important thoroughfare. Hasn't been upkept.
And we don't see Esmeralda or Bats or anything. Can Bernard join us again, though?
Like, I'm assuming that he went with you as you left the town. If he's clinging to the outside, or you have the door open the whole time.
I do have the door open the whole time. No, I'm not going to have him fly the whole way. I might change him into something small that, I mean, he's a bat. I guess I could just have him. Yeah, I'll just have him. I'll just tuck him onto me and kind of be a little squeamish about it at first. Cause I don't know if I've ever carried a bat before. I mean, Bernard. I've definitely never carried a bat before, but my brother has a bat before. Creepy.
Yeah, so the carriage takes the turn onto this path. After winding through the forest and craggy mountain peaks, the road takes a sudden turn to the east, and the startling, awesome presence of Castle Ravenloft towers before you.
Oh my god.
The carriage comes to a dead stop before twin turrets of stone broken from years of exposure. Beyond these guard towers is the precipice of a 50-foot-wide, fog-filled chasm that disappears into unknown depths. A lowered drawbridge of old, shored-up wooden beams stretches across the chasm, between you and the archway to the courtyard. The chains of the drawbridge creak in the wind, their rust-eaten iron straining under the weight. From atop the high wall, stone gargoyles stare at you out of their hollow eye sockets and grin hideously. A rotting wooden portcullis, green with growth, hangs above the entry tunnel. Beyond this location, the main doors of Ravenloft stand open. A rich, warm light spills from within, flooding the courtyard.
Mm. Ooh. Okay.
The end.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Wow.
What? Why are you Merry Christmasing?
Because it's going to be Christmas.
Oh, you're days. Sleepy. That's why.
Did you want me to play the game some more? I'm not very good at it tonight.
Oh, you're so tired. At one point, you turned to Alex and you were like reacting to something he said, and you closed your eyes and you kept them closed for like 20 seconds. And I was like, did she fall asleep? It was very funny.
Sorry.
I'm still thinking about the conversation, how I could draw Will out.
I would love it. I have been dreaming of the day where, I don't know what I'm dreaming of, but a lot of things. I was dreaming of the day where I get to talk to Lank. I got to talk to Lank today. I would love to get, like, actually called out in a lie.
Problem is, Bathwick is kind of dumb as a rock.
Dumb as a rock. He has an agile brain.
He's dumb as a Nick.
Dumb as a Nick. You guys make a great team.
Yeah, we do!
No!
I always thought so.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.